The members of the band Modest Mouse are grumpy. They look at the news, and it puts them in a bad mood. For fans of Modest Mouse, this is all good news for the people who love bad news, or rather good news for people who love good news. The musicians behind Float On will be releasing their first album of new material in 8 years today. Isaac Brock, lead singer, guitarist, banjoist, and songwriter of Modest Mouse, wants us all to know that 8 years was not downtime. The mice were working their little tails off.
We weren't Rip Van Winkling it or anything, you know, growing our beards, getting weirds and stuff.
It's hard to do albums these days. Anyway, it's much easier to just go on the road and perform.
You got to get time off work and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I think of Modest Mouse as kind of a B-52s vibe with a little Talking Heads intensity there. I mean, you, of course, think of yourself as just Modest Mouse.
Well, I mean, I listened to both of them, and I tried my damnedest when I was young to be at least the Talking Heads and things, and when I realized I wasn't any good at it, at being them, I was stuck trying to be me. But they've got to creep out sometime or another because they're still, you know, one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a kind of a celebratory quality to the voice of this band. Did you capture that? Did you go for that on this latest album?
On some level, just being real grumpy and not trying to sound that way.
Yeah, you didn't sound grumpy.
Then the mission accomplished.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What did you think of this Blurred Lines lawsuit against Pharrell Williams? And a judge said that actually it's a Marvin Gaye tune.
These sort of coincidences happen. I mean, it's pop music, you know.
Right.
Most of what any of us do is still 4/4, you know, like it's not.
And you're going to run into somebody else's chord changes. Right?
Without a doubt, especially when all the simple ones have been taken already, you know, like the simple chord progressions and things. You know, whatever makes a song feel good, it makes it feel good for humans in general and things. And so someone who stumbles upon that maybe completely naturally, you know, like I don't actually know anything about this case. It's the first I've heard about
it. Yeah.
But I think there was one between Tom Petty and someone recently. You know, and Tom Petty was like, these things, basically these things happen.
Or Sam Smith gave Tom Petty a credit.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, however that works out, it's just like, this stuff happens.
Now, you don't rip off from any musicians.
Well, you try your damnedest.
Yeah. You do.
Not to.
Yeah.
Right. But, I'm just going to set myself up for a lawsuit now, but, you know, a song of ours, of course we know.
Right.
Some friend of mine was like, troll on the internet and sent me this thing, Cream. The intro sounds exactly the freaking same. I'm like, oh, this is not good for me.
You're telling the story of ripping off Cream.
Well, I'm not saying I'm ripping them off.
Maybe you need to not do these interviews.
You know what? What am I going to do and things? I'd probably I'd hurt myself at home, too.
You've got a wood shop.
I've got a wood shop. I've got a garbage disposal.
Got a power saw.
Got an interest in fixing things I don't know how to fix that are, you know, involve electricity. No. It's a coincidence, but I couldn't disagree that it does sound similar.
So what's the next 8 years for Modest Mouse?
I'm guessing probably more music and hopefully I'm going to go to Key West. I've never been there.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go there for, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days before it's underwater. Like, you know, maybe I'm just going to kind of start making lists of places that are probably going to be underwater that I would have wished I'd have seen.
Solomon Islands, Fiji.
Yeah, but Fiji's on that?
On that list.
Oh, good God.
I should come along.
Yeah.
Call a party now. Packed up our cars, we're to the next town. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.